This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, now available at Harris Farm Market stores. Headline: Why hybrid meats and private labels are the real plant-based power move. Report: plant-based meat market optimism is back in fashion, on paper at least. A fresh research and markets report tips the sector to balloon from US $10.2 billion in 2025 to US $45 billion by 2034, clocking an eye-popping 17.9% annual growth. The boosters say improved texture tech, ethical eating, and emerging market demand will keep the growth engine humming. But forecasts don't pay at the checkout. Grocery aisles are still ruled by price paranoia. Retail inflation has shoppers trading down, not trading up. The very same study concedes stubborn production costs keep most patties dearer than the real meat equivalent, which is a handbrake on mainstream uptake. Enter the age of the mash-up burger. 2025 has seen a burst of hybrid meat launches. Think 30 to 70% plant protein blended with chicken, beef, or even cultivated fat to win back carnivorous taste buds without scaring wallets. Dutch grocer Albert Heijn now sells over 15 blended SKUs, sausages, deli meats, even hybrid milk, at the same shelf price as their all-animal cousins. Add the Washington Post's taste test data showing some blends beating full meat for flavour, and you've got a pragmatic bridge between lofty climate goals and Tuesday night tacos. Private label is the other reality check. Circana numbers show own brand plant-based lines across Europe up 6.8% between 2022 and 2024, while branded sales slid 8.3%. Retailers are squeezing every cent out of formulation, co-packing and logistics to hit price parity, and shoppers are rewarding them for it. So how do we square bullish growth decks with bare-knuckle basket economics? By cutting the cost curve, hybrids will trim expensive pea or soy isolates with cheaper animal trimmings or fermentation-derived fats, shaving input costs without compromising taste. Go local, go lean. Regional manufacturing slashes freight, and retailers love a made-here, fresher-than-there story. Own brand experiments. Supermarkets control price tags and shelf space. If they believe a blend burger brings traffic, they'll price it to move, and suppliers that can white label quickly will win. Tell the flavour story first. Consumers say sustainability is noble, but taste and wallet win. Market the sizzle, not the sermon. If the sector can bend its tech savvy to those four rules, the glossy CAGR might just survive first contact with the weekly grocery budget. Ignore them, and plant-based meat risks another boom and bust news cycle. The link to this audio sponsor is on the bottom of the page.